HMS Podcast brought to you by ZMANow.com. Go to the website to learn how to buy a bottle of Testrogain with ZMA and get two Viala fill bottles for free. Put John 20 in the promo code and get 20% off at ZMANow.com.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
98.
Good morning, everybody. Hello there. Welcome to the Morning Sickness. It is Thursday. It's 5:45. My name's John Holmberg. There's Brady Bogan, Creepy E, Big Dick Toledo, and off and running most of the way through the week today. Another perfect day in paradise as we stare at all of our friends across the nation as they envy us all once again. Never take it for granted you live here. Although I am worried about touching anything in the studio right now because Brett Festley had his lady friend in here evidently for a little while, and that usually means one thing and one thing only. It's time to Lysol and Purell this entire room. Going to be gunk all over here. She popped
don't blacklight
by to,
it.
Yeah, she popped by to give him some bar mix or something she made for him, and they're going out boozing because that's what degenerate overnight people do. Yeah, I'm not blacklighting this room right now because it's just going to be a whole bunch of little sperms going, oh, 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 oh. What are you looking at, huh? Where's the eggs? I can't find no eggs. Because you're on the counter. Oh, I'm counter babies. So, yeah, they definitely did it. Probably in your chair, Brady, because...
Well, that's what I was wondering. Yeah. I wonder if I'm maybe in a safer spot, but no.
No, you're in the worst spot.
It could have happened all here. I'm in the Mecca.
Yeah, he's not going to do it over by the equipment. He's going to do it by... It
could have been multiple spots. I'm sure that couch is destroyed.
Oh, the couch is wrecked, but Brady's chair got jammed in a big way.
Ugh.
She's an attractive lady. But I don't want to think of Brett doing that and then trying to get back in here and introduce some Linkin Park songs in the middle of that while he's telling himself down. Yeah, it's been a while for had to tell that off. That's disgusting. So anyway, what are you going to do?
I love 6 a.m. drinking.
Yeah, that's what I told him too. I'm like, I'm jealous of that. I'm a night person by trade. This is not a normal schedule for me.
Well, it's still night.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. Like, that's me. I'm a night person. I stay up all night when I'm given my normal schedule. If I don't have anywhere to go or no responsibilities, I'm up all night. So this would be what I'm doing. I'd be like Brett. I'd be jamming chicks in Brady's chair in the middle of the night and then going out drinking at 5, 6 in the morning. That's the way you do stuff. So they said, I said, what are you guys going to do? And I'm like, oh, I'm probably going to go grab a couple drinks and happy hour and just kind of take. I'm like, that's living, man. I'm one of your vampire type people. That's fantastic.
Get some of that dirt bar breakfast.
Oh, from people who don't want to be there either. Yeah.
Mad because they're up early.
Yeah, I don't know if they're up early or up late or what's. Yeah, I get that nasty, weird, like, serving drinks. That's living, man.
You got the one just going into work. Got to have a couple of pops before I go in.
I love those.
The other
guys.
One's finishing up.
That's why I'd want to go. The people watching at the 5:30 a.m. bar hop or 6 a.m. bar thing, it's just got to be great.
Those are the real drunk.
The real alcoholics who are just shaking. I got to get to work in an hour and give me a gin and tonic and a nervous glass. Like, man, that's the way it should be. And then go to bed when the sun comes up, wake up whenever you... Oh, man. It's almost worth being poor. No, it's not. I'll take the alarm clock and some cash. Thank you, Alex. Yeah, anyway, what are you going to do? Congratulations to him, but Brett, you probably left you a puddle.
I'm stuck.
You're going to get hacienda'd by that chair. You're going to end up with a baby in you, and you don't even know what happened. Good on you. Congratulations. We got another problem in Phoenix that I think is hilarious, though. Not the hacienda one. That's not funny. Although it's got some strangeness to it that makes you kind of laugh. The scooter issue. I watched a lady. You know, the scooters are everywhere. I don't know if
bird. Yeah, the birds.
The birds, man.
Scottsdale
had a couple of dudes doing a little drinking yesterday. I drove back from. We were at the Red Mountain weight loss thing yesterday. It's in North Scottsdale by the air park. And Brady and I had to go to a meeting out there and talk to some folks and. On the way back, I just took Scottsdale Road all the way back, and I started to go. And some day drinking was going on, evidently, on a Wednesday. And I watched two dudes try to scoot across in the birds in the road on a diagonal. And one realized he wasn't going to make it before the light changed. And he started to wobble in the middle. I'm like, this is – I don't know how fast – those things go pretty fast. Like, they're
how
moving
quickly,
pretty
yeah.
good. I was surprised. And he ate so much – in the middle of Scottsdale and Thomas Road, and just like everybody, you could see everyone in their cars. Like at first, like and people had to stop because there was a turn lane he was trying to cut across diagonally.
So he panicked.
Well, he didn't. I don't think he expected the arrow. I think they thought they could diagonal the intersection straight on, they could have, because all the lights were red. But when the arrows went, it was the lagging lights. So the if you're from
turn.
If you're, it's the wrong one by, you know, like what we're normally used to. The arrow goes, then the lights go. In Scottsdale, it's the other way. Green lights go, and then at the end, the lagging lights go. So I think he thought those were done. And all of a sudden, those cars started to go, but just full wobble, and then, like, just face down. Like, it was the worst crash I've ever seen. Like, he could have jumped off, but he lost it completely.
Control, did he get up with
composed,
a drunken laugh? Just, nope, he was down.
It was one of those things where if you could have thrown him down, like, by his face first and just slid him, and his arms went out perfect, and he kind of just did a little fish wobble in the road, and then he got up and left.
That's great to see.
Left the scooter. Because that's what people do to those scooters. They don't have any regard for it. They just left
in the
it in
street?
The, in the
he
road.
Left it in the road?
Ran to the sidewalk.
What a dick.
Looking at his body, which was a little road rash, but I'm dying because I'm sitting at the light the whole time. I didn't have anywhere to go. I was on the other end of this thing, so I was just sitting there like, this is phenomenal.
Yeah, but if you're the car with the scooter sitting in front
right,
of you,
right, that
you're pissed.
Sucks. Yeah, I don't know if he went back and did it because I was laughing too hard. After at first, you're like, oh, my God. Oh, and then you just can't stop laughing at this dude's problems.
And then were you thinking a couple weeks from now when Barrett Jackson rolls around, People's open.
Oh, the scooter
the
problem.
The bird rentals there.
But the scooter.
Somebody told me you could pick those up and charge them and make money.
Really?
Like you can drive around in a truck, you can throw them all in the back. Because I've
really?
Been behind some trucks that had like 20 of them in the back. And I think you could take them home, charge them.
Really?
And they pay you.
I think, no kidding. So you as an individual can go charge the scooter.
Yeah, you're an entrepreneur.
Huh.
That's what I've heard anyway.
Maybe that's what Brett and his chick are going to do.
Yeah.
That's
why
everywhere.
We have them in our neighborhood.
Yeah, they're not around North Central.
It makes
yet,
sense
so.
If you think about it. I mean,
we don't have them by me yet. They're not up in North Central for some reason, and I don't know why. I know they're coming. But, man, I forget, and you go to Tempe or Scottsdale or sometimes downtown, which still has the bike thing, but the scooter.
Our HOA got all pissed off because they dropped off about half a dozen in front of each of one of our entrances.
Oh, no kidding.
We're at Val Vista and Thomas.
It's weird. The South Park did a thing about it where they thought that the scooters were multiplying by themselves. Because it, like, you're going by and there were like
they
three.
They randomly
you
show
came out
up.
Of a store, there were 14. You come out of another store, there's 28. And now the scooters are running on their own. They're moving themselves. Yeah, it's the birds. And it's weird. But so I don't know what we're going to do about this. But the bike thing was an issue because people were just throwing them around, leaving them on the sides of roads. I don't see that much anymore. But these scooters are starting to take over the planet. But if it means more kind of douchey dudes in the middle of a Wednesday eating in the middle of Thomas and Scottsdale, I'm all for it. I am all for it.
It just
hilarious.
Amazes me that some of the places that they're worried, you know, they're worried about the train at first.
Yeah.
But then let's put right. and how many stories have we heard people just walking in an intersection getting clipped?
Well, you give them something they're not used to and just say, hey, try to drive this. It's unbelievable. You're right. Silent death, I'm surprised. We built a train and its big call was it doesn't make much noise. And I'm like, well, that's not good when you add pedestrians to, okay, give it a try. And it's worked out okay. There's been plenty of wrecks.
It is amazing there hasn't been more
I'm shocked.
Drunk idiots.
I'm shocked that train doesn't kill someone once a week. Shocked. But it doesn't, so that's good. So then we're like, hey, they're really good with silent transportation. Let's give them control of it. Here's bicycles and scooters that you can ride around in traffic when you're drunk.
I don't know if it's changed, but as far as I know, we led the nation in running red lights. Or
oh, yeah.
We gun it.
We've always been a top fiver,
yeah.
For sure. Yeah. So, but watching people dump it was pretty great. And I'm now maybe thinking, I didn't know you could go down there and charge them up.
That's what I heard. Anyway.
You know, round them up and start. So
I don't know.
I have a feeling you, like, yeah. And they'll pay you?
Yeah.
How do they know?
They pay per – well, they know because it charges I, – there's some way you have to
– Oh, you have to, like, get a license?
I don't know.
You hold them hostage.
This is what a buddy told me.
I got 14 of your scooters in my garage.
He just wanted you to load up your truck.
Yeah, maybe.
Let's take a bunch of them.
You should take them and put them in your truck and take them to your house.
Yeah.
They're GPS tracked. Eric's got 14 or 15 scooters. I was trying to charge them for you guys. Yeah, likely story, buddy. That's what people like to do. Charge things for other people. There is a way. Oh, you got to sign up for it,
oh,
and then
I'm sure there's a way
know
to
who
track
has
you,
them.
Right? You got to, yeah, because you know, it's not just a good Samaritan thing to go round up the scooters.
Get
and
paid
help
daily,
out.
Right?
Fine, there. Charge and release the birds.
This is so weird.
It is.
Why didn't we? I mean,
that bird CEO is going to make so much money.
Oh, he's a killer. Scooters. We went from just walking to like I'd rather scoot places drunk.
But shouldn't they need like a spot?
Like you have to put them back?
Yeah, like,
at
you
first,
know,
the yellow bikes, you'd see those laying around. Well,
that's what I'm saying.
Well, the homeless have all the yellow bikes.
Yeah.
I always thought, though, like, you can't even trust people with grocery carts to put them back into the little bin, and there's, like, four of them in the parking lot. They just shove them up against a corner or whatever. There's no way you can say, here's some transportation. Please find where this goes at the end and put it in its proper place. We're not going to do it.
Okay. Well.
We're just not. They're everywhere.
I imagine, though, they have to go and get some back from people that have taken them.
Oh, they get them back. They're you know, they got
tracks,
chips in them.
Yeah, they can lock them.
They can find all of them. It's just, then you got another guy who's got to go round them up. But so enjoy that. But if you can, I think the best part about it is there's an internet. Everybody's got their phones out. I wish to God I'd have filmed that yesterday, but who knew he was going to crash?
And Toledo, here you go. There's some side money for you.
Hey, there you go. You can nice. Keep. You can flush your toilet. Nice. You can start flushing your can again.
Sweet.
Richard, why are there 45 scooters in our driveway?
Shut up.
I need three extension cords. I'm working.
You're going to have to pay for those.
It's my other job, rounding up birds, charging them.
You got to contact the bird in the bird company and say, I'll build some wood racks.
Yeah, there you go. Ooh, racks.
Yeah.
It would only take them.
You can call them the Nest.
Did you ever make
the Nest?
You'll be the Nest CEO.
Did you ever make Corey and Becky's present?
No, they made it themselves, so now I got to make them something else.
Oh man!
Oh, yeah, 5 years
right.
From now, he'll
that's right. He was going to make you were going to make him a table, and they and Corey beat you to it.
They'll be divorced, and then you'll be done with their present.
Here's a wooden frame for your divorce decree. Sorry, it didn't work out. I've been working on this since your marriage.
Yeah, so good luck with that. That's true. You can have a second job charging them. But I don't even know, if I took 10 home, it would take me forever to charge 10 bikes. I don't know, like 10 outlets, 10 cords.
The website says take them home, charge them overnight, and then replace them the next day.
How many, though? I can do like two at a time.
As many as you want.
Well, that's not going to make me much money, is it?
Yeah. In here.
I guess I could get a power strip, but I don't know if I don't want to blow that up. I'll give it a run. I'll be out there stealing scooters like crazy. Yeah, it's a weird thing, but watching people eat crap. Please, more companies need to give more control to drunk people and odd electronics publicly, because watching that guy eat it was great. And he wasn't drunk, but he wasn't obviously well enough to be. He didn't control that well. They go pretty fast. I was pretty shocked how fast they were scooting across that intersection. You know, fast enough to where a guy couldn't just, he tried to control it. That was his mistake. Instead of just jumping off and ghosting it, he tried to control what he had wobbled. And just, I mean, it was.
Ride it out.
It was like when a girl ugly cries. It was like a bad, slow crash. You shouldn't have been a slow crasher. You should have sped that crash up by jumping off and trying to roll. He didn't try to do a roll or anything good. He just faced it and slid for a little bit.
Imagine him rolling into work this morning.
Got a couple little, chin. What happened there, Terry?
Nothing.
Bad
shaving.
Man, you really hacked yourself up. Yeah, it's an old razor. It was great. So more of that, please. What can we invent? Like skateboards, like electric skateboards, like the Michael J. Fox. And let's give more people that.
Well, they have those one-wheel skateboards.
What's that? That's just called a poor person's skateboard.
No, it's actually pretty cool.
One-wheel skateboard?
That are motorized?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Unicycles? Let's get, rental unicycles for people to try.
Is the wheel in the center?
Yeah.
I think I've seen that.
That's a... motorized euphoria. You can give people those. Let me see the general public have a couple of pops and try to get from one bar to another on one of those.
Yeah, that's not going to be pretty.
Oh, that's great. Segways. That was the fun. When I went to Chicago and we did the tour on the Segways, we just said, what's the most touristy thing we can do? And we did a Segway tour. And they teach you for about 20 minutes how to ride a Segway. And I watched, we called them Ira and Barry. Because remember in City Slickers, the two guys, they look just like those two guys. And Ira and Barry were working, and they're like, we'll go through this little course when you can learn how to turn and slalom. And Ira H, multiple times. And it was still, we didn't think we were going to get the tour underway because this guy was, and it would go 10 or 11 miles an hour, and he didn't know how to stop. And then he'd just jump off, but roll because he was fat. He couldn't land.
One wheel goes 19 miles an hour, John.
Oh. Oh, get those to the public. And I'll just sit back in one of those old school lawn chairs and just eat popcorn and watch mildly drunk people just splatter themselves all over Scottsdale. Oh, that's great. I love it. Yeah, the misbehaving scooter people. And there's a lot of it going on. You got to be careful. But the story on the news is that everybody's overdoing the scooter thing and not really qualified for it.
The bird scooters go 15 miles an hour, John.
They go those guys were pushing that yesterday.
On the sidewalk, that's scooting pretty good.
Well, they weren't on it, and that was the rule. You're not supposed to be in the street. Sidewalks, you're pedestrian travel only, and you're supposed to yield to pedestrians. These dudes decided to say, we need to be over there, and that's crossing twice unless we do a diagonal. So once and I think the danger is they realize these are pretty fast. So I think because it's faster than human speed. When they sat on that corner, if I'm assessing this properly, they said, when all the lights are red before the arrows turn, we can hit this. And they took off the second the light turned red, not thinking that the lagging light was going to be their problem. And then they're in the middle of the road and there's cars already there.
I see Ernie's.
That's basically what it was. Ernie's, man, we're getting there. There's no need to go double cross when you can go. They do it in California. Diagonal crossing, man. It's the future. But, yeah, I think the 50 miles an hour, he was maxing out on that. But that face drop was so worth my day. Anything that could have happened to me yesterday, watching people fall down and then try to scramble back to normalcy, is maybe the best thing we do as people. Because nobody falls gracefully in the middle of an intersection and gets up and then bows or anything. It just they lose their minds.
Good
day. They do something even dumber, like he just kept running to cross like he had to, and he left his scooter in the road. It was great. It was great. Thank you to whoever you are, sir. And I'm sure your ribs hurt today because that was great stuff. Also, more great news. Prediction. The Cardinals are going to win the Big 12 next year. I'm almost convinced of it as they continue to hire more people from that conference.
Did you hear Michael's argument kind of why they hired him? Because if they hire him as the OC, next year he gets hired away to be a head coach. So why not skip all that drama and make him the head coach
Very
now?
Very true. They're talking about more assistants that come from the programs in the Big 12.
Texas State in the Big 12?
Or whatever. Isn't that a Big 12? I don't even know what it is.
I thought it was a fake school.
Texas State. Wasn't that the one that Scott Bakula went back to?
And, the Armadillos.
Yeah, the Armadillos. Either way, it's Texas football. Well, all right. Then I'll change my prediction. They're going to win the 5A Texas High School State Championship next year because they are fleecing.
They're changing games to Friday nights.
Why not? Is it official that they hired the OC?
I don't think so.
No,
he's rumored.
Yeah, okay.
The Texas State head coach
is going to be offensive coordinator of the Cardinals.
They're friends, I guess.
Well, sure. Why not hire a couple buddies? Dude, you don't even believe this.
That's what Brady would do.
The Cardinals hired me as head coach. You want to be something?
Shut up. You want to give it a run? Let's do it.
Shut the front door. Dude, I want you to get this. I want you to be the OC.
And then I saw on all the social media stuff that the women are all swooning over this guy.
Over Cliff Kingsbury.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Because he's a bachelor.
He's a handsome, 39-year-old he's a handsome bachelor. Young man. Well, he's either gay or he's waiting, ladies. One of the two.
He's ready to rock.
All right. Yeah. Well, he'll take the ladies by storm. Good for them. But if I was like, it literally is like if I got the job as a head coach, I'd call you guys. I'm like, this isn't going to last long, but you're hired.
Let's give it a run.
I'm taking my buddies in.
Take it, boys.
And then you get Brady like taking it seriously. I mean, we're so fired, bro. Stop it. Eat your Dippin' Dots. They're free. We got access to all the stuff. Let's just 8 month this thing and then giggle our way out of town. And another football news, the most dangerous decision ever, which makes me now think maybe we will need a wall. They're talking about putting the Raiders in Tucson next year. The Raiders that close to Mexico for 8 games is bad news.
Haven't they mentioned every city in the West Coast at this point?
We were pretty one, much. San Diego,
Reno,
Tucson.
Do Reno.
The complaint
Reno,
about
Nevada,
university? At the university. Yeah.
And the complaint about here is that it's 16 Sundays that traffic is.
Yeah. Oh, big deal. The Sunday traffic is that's a phrase for real. No one's going to care about that. But the bigger problem is scheduling and all the other stuff and keeping people busy and all the workers that they'd have to double up. They wouldn't have weekends off, but you're only working 8 weekends a year anyway. But Tucson now is in the mix for the Raiders. I don't want them that close to Mexico. That's just crime waiting. You're just begging for crime. Put up a sign that says crime starts here. And just Mexico plus Raiders plus Tucson, forget it.
I would take this city over.
If you take this city over Tucson in every aspect.
Yeah.
I don't think it's their choice. I think it's basically going to be where they can make the schedule work. There's some stuff I think that you can't do here for some reason.
What if they can't find a place? Play in some high school field somewhere.
That'd be great.
like the Chargers do.
Yeah. You're looking live at Mustang Field at Dobson High School in Mesa, Arizona. As the Oakland Raiders take on the Miami Dolphins today.
It's at the Rising Stadium.
Yeah. Oh, a little pop-up. A capacity house of 3,000 folks here to watch your Raiders take on the Mountain View Toros. Either way, Tucson, you can't have the Raiders. You just can't. It's already bad enough. To bring that element in is not good. The Raider fan, forget about it. But I rooted. If any city deserves that kind of thing, it would be the Tucson Raiders. I think that it actually flows pretty well. That's pretty nice. But Vegas will be done in a couple of years, and the Raiders are going to float around. Why don't you just let them be a traveling team for a year? 16 road games.
Or just make their home base in Mexico.
Yikes.
You know, because they do the – are they going to do any more games over
Well, they
there?
Had the game canceled, but yeah, that wasn't a Raider game.
NFL's a little mad at them right now.
Chiefs-Rams.
Chiefs-Rams. And that had nothing to do with a field.
Just make it there for a season.
That would be fine.
It's part of the expansion.
So many heads would come off. So many decapitations, Brady.
Maybe a little than what would normally go on.
Maybe.
Oh, tons. Raider fan, and they, for whatever reason, yeah, you can't tie Mexico and Raider fan together that closely. There has to be a buffer. Has to be at least a one-state border buffer before the Raiders can show up. It's bad. So they'll be in Las Vegas next year, but God knows maybe here or Tucson,
year
Arizona.
After next, right? Not.
It's 2020.
Yeah.
So yeah, 19, they'll be somewhere. That's why they're talking about Tucson. That's why they're talking about here. Who knows? But I would be the first on board to say, I thought Silent Death was going to be bad. I know for sure the Raiders in Tucson is not going to be good. That's a bad combination. Bad. Just bring El Chapo and just build them a little tunnel. Just let them have at that city, because that's not a good thing. Raider fan is evil. Even, and they're everywhere, by the way. They just show up. Anywhere the Raiders end up, they're going to be a pretty nice crowd. Because they were talking about San Diego. And even when they'd play the Chargers the last couple of years, they would fill up that stadium in San Diego. So, and even if they were here, I think the Sundays here would rival what the Cardinals would do as far as, you know, just if you had to sell tickets day to day. They don't have season ticket holders, but you get 20,000 people in there. Good luck. It's pretty funny. Or London, which I think that's far enough away from Mexico, the Raiders will be safe. I just don't like that mix. That's bad. That's Mentos and Bartles and James. You're going to have a little eruption there. Let's get a wake-up song. We'll find out where Eric's going. He's going to give you a bunch of free stuff this morning. 585-9800 is the phone number. You tell us what to play next. We'll wake up with it. It's 98 KUPD. Wake up!
Arizona's most powerful rock radio station. 98 KUPD.